This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The last 3 years of financial viability for you. That'll be how we spend our hour together. No, not just a little something to think about. I think we all think about our finances every day. And I think sometimes we worry too much about what tomorrow will bring. Sometimes tomorrow takes care of itself. If, in fact, you are preparing well for the future, and one of the ways to prepare well for the future is to know what's going on around you right now in all facets of your life. Let's find out from one of our charges here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, on duty with me, Doug Steffen. So, Victoria, you can take a back seat for a moment. Jennifer has a trending story for us to discuss and consider.
Well, Victoria can chime in on this one because it involves her homeland, her home city.
New Jersey?
Well, her old home city. How about that? Her old home state of New York, New York City in the focus. New York actually became the first major American city to halt new vehicle licenses for ride-hail services. We're talking about Uber and Lyft, dealing a pretty significant setback to Uber in its largest market in the United States. This is according to the New York Times. The legislation passed overwhelmingly by the city council, and it'll cap the number of for-hire vehicles for a year while the city studies the industry. Now, it matters because New York's move to restrict the number of ride-hail vehicles and to establish pay rules for drivers, another step no major city has taken, by the way, could provide a model for other governments that want to rein in the industry. So New York's taking a pretty aggressive stance. It also raises questions over how fast Uber can continue to grow with these caps being applied to them in big cities or across the country. The company's been valued at $62 billion. It plans to move toward an initial public offering next year. And I guess this has been applauded by people who drive yellow cabs because she said these cab drivers are having trouble actually surviving with the
Because their service sucks, for God's sakes. Why don't they wake up
to
that?
That's not entirely true. So New Yorkers use yellow cabs more than they use Uber. And so, but the problem is where it's really hitting the yellow cab owners, you have the medallions, which is the license that you have to buy to operate a yellow cab. They, at one point, they were $1 million a medallion. And so now they're less than 100,000. And so I've talked to many cab drivers about it, and there a lot of cab drivers are family owned. They pool together their resources to buy a medallion. They share the car. It's really affecting so many people, and it's more than just saying, oh, well, Uber's better. So, you know, it is a big deal, and I applaud New York for doing this and putting a cap on it because, you know, it's if not, you're going to wipe out an entire industry, and a lot of people really need to survive in that industry.
Marketplace.
Well, it's added 80,000 vehicles to the road in New York City, and apparently the rideshare, Uber and Lyft rides are doing 17 million rides per month. That's pretty significant. And so New York is not only saying, look, let's just see what the impact is of this car service, but let's also talk about the fact we want drivers to be paid a minimum wage. This could completely change the Uber and Lyft model, where right now drivers are not given a minimum wage, but a piece of the action of their drives. So it'll be interesting to see if this changes exactly how things are set up.
Meddling. This is a business, for God's sakes.
Well, the other
people should get paid what they're worth or what they derive in income.
Big impact that this is having, Uber and Lyft is creating such a traffic problem because when you add 17 million rides a month, when Bloomberg was mayor, he created bike paths, which take up a significant part of the road now, and people use the bike paths a lot in New York. And he also started made a big push towards mass transit. And so he made it it was more difficult to be driving in and out. He didn't want people driving in their car, commuting into the city and in and out every day.
I remember, now, Victoria, there was a consideration given to do what London has done. You have to pay $10 to drive into the city of London during the rush hour.
You have to pay 13 or 15 if you don't have Easy Pass to go through the Lincoln Tunnel and the Holland Tunnel. So it's a similar thing. Yeah. But coming from other boroughs, they've also upped the amount of how much it costs to go in and out. But that was something that Bloomberg did. And you know what? The traffic patterns were a lot better. Everybody seemed a lot happier with it. And then now Uber and Lyft started under de Blasio. That's not de Blasio or Bloomberg's fault. That's just when the technology came around. But the fact that all these cars are now completely congesting Manhattan. It's a crazy thing. When you look at how much it should take you 20 minutes to get downtown, it's now a minimum of 45. And it's just these massive SUVs that are all Uber and Lyft cars.
Blah, Blasio. Boo, Boozio.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the boo.
Well, I think he's just sort of like,
why is it that we have
there
in our big cities, why is the top three cities of our country, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, have boobs for mayors? Why is it that there isn't somebody
Bloomberg.
Really?
I liked Bloomberg. I didn't think he was a boob.
No, I'm not talking. Bloomberg was fabulous.
Yeah.
He'd be a good president.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about right now, Blasio is a boob. Number two in Los Angeles, what's-his-face, running for president all over the place, hasn't seen Los Angeles for months. He doesn't even know what it looks like anymore.
Right.
And what the heck is
Rahm Emanuel doing to make Chicago better?
I know.
Nothing.
Jeez.
Hack.
It's a
hack
area in that city.
Right. Yeah, it is. So anyway, in a moment,
people
let's get
people that voted for him are protesting him.
Yeah, well, they ought to.
Good, they should.
Let's get an update on the fires and the volcanoes after this on the DJB Show.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Kellatrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Kellatrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Most adults need at least 7 hours of sleep per night on a regular basis. Not getting enough sleep can negatively impact brain function, both in the short and the long term.
Can result after one night of not getting enough sleep. So these acute effects are primarily on your brain. The most obvious thing is feeling sleepy, but it can also affect your mood. It can make you less attentive to your environment, slow down your reaction times, and impair your decision-making skills.
Dr. Ann Wheaton leads the sleep program in the Division of Population Health at the CDC. She says sleep gives your brain a chance to sort of reset.
There's been some research done recently looking at this system in the brain that basically functions when you're asleep, that kind of cleans out the clutter of the day.
Clutter that, if left alone, may contribute to the development of Alzheimer's disease. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, let's get an update on some of the disasters. California fires, what's the latest as that thing continues to trend and not seemingly get under control? It looks like it's just going to have to burn until it burns itself out. Maybe half the state gets burned up with it.
That's the latest. Well, there are 18 fires burning in the state of California right now. The one that I'm paying a lot of attention to is burning closest to me. That's the Holy Fire, and that's in Trabuco Canyon in between Orange and Riverside County. They arrested someone for starting that fire earlier in the week, and he lived in the cabins that were actually destroyed. You hear about these cabins that were destroyed as part of that fire. The arsonist, the person that they suspect is the arsonist was the only one who didn't have his cabin burned, and he was standing out there watching people run and flee their homes, laughing at them in his underwear. So,
sicko.
Yeah, and then I guess he took him off for the police, and just obviously not in the right state of mind. So he is arrested under suspicion, a couple of counts, I think, felony arson. And a resisting arrest. Mendocino Complex Fire is the biggest fire in California history. That's burning in Northern California. Over 300,000 acres. It's the size of Los Angeles has burned in Mendocino. When you put that in perspective, it's hard to wrap your head around. And firefighters said this week, Cal Fire, that it would not be contained until most likely September 1st is the date that they're shooting for.
Yeah. Wow. So it continues. My daughter and grandson family went up to camp in the Sequoia National Forest, the park up there, this week. And so I talked to Megan last night up there just to see what was going on. They're a long ways away from the fire, but still, the way things go, you never can tell which way the wind blows, literally and figuratively. Mm-hmm. But they're having a great time. Miles went kayaking yesterday, and Miles was afraid at first when he got in the kayak. He wanted to get out, but after they got him about 30 seconds, he was standing up. Let's go do this again. Yeah, right, exactly. Hawaii and the volcano, it isn't over yet, but apparently it's slowed down a lot, Victoria. Is that the story? That's the report that I've seen anyway.
That's exactly what I've seen as well. The lava has, you know, we talked about it. I guess this is probably a month or two ago now, at the speed that the lava was traveling, that people didn't even have time. It was really a lot faster than what you think of as lava kind of very slowly creeping around. Now it is apparently back down to that speed, not nearly as bad, but still the damage is still being assessed.
It is what it is. It's Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Here's the difference in Mother Nature doing damage and man doing damage. Every year, 1,200 people try to climb Mount Everest. There are studies that have been done in the last couple of years about the corpses, the people who have not made it. Oh. What happened to the corpses? Most of them just stayed, you know, they got frozen and they left
them on the way up.
Exactly, right.
Oh.
Yeah. And now the study of what happens to people's excrement when they go up the mountain. The average person leaves 60 pounds of poop as they climb Mount Everest. So there are 14 tons of human waste laying around, some of it at the base camp and others just along the side of the mountain. And so if it's not handled properly, somebody has studied what happens. There's the magazine called Outside Magazine. Yeah, right. But if things happen and global warming takes place, the worry is this peak will become a, quote, fecal time bomb.
Ugh.
And the mess could slide back toward the base camp. Ooh. So big pile of poop headed down.
So gross.
Yet another reason to not want to
climb it. Exactly. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting, though, how you never think about stuff like that, right? Who thinks about that?
I'd be more concerned about passing dead bodies on the way up, but, you know, I guess poop is also a problem.
Poop and bodies. Let's hear it for the Poop and Body Report here on the DJV program at 21 after the hour. You're listening to Doug, Jennifer, Victoria on DJV.
reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Music time here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, and I have Ariana Grande in our sights at the moment. Took to Twitter yesterday to announce a performance series titled American Express X Ariana Grande, the Sweetener Sessions. Is it American Express times Ariana Grande? Why the X? She's got a new album coming out. Why do we call it American Express? Why not just leave it?
That just means American Express and Ariana Grande.
That's so why not put a plus sign instead of an X?
Because it's a cooler, trendier thing to put an X.
I guess I'm not cool, and I'm not trendy.
For a long time.
Wow. Look at me out to lunch. How about that? All right. Well, it's not about me here. It's about Ariana Grande. She's going to treat fans to three performances at small venues, one in New York, one in Chicago, and one in L.A., following our discussion about how wonderfully run those three cities are. The release of her new album, Sweetener, first event taking place in New York at the Irving Plaza. Where is Irving Plaza?
Great
I don't know
venue.
That. Is it? Where
yeah,
is
that's
it?
That's one of my favorite venues. It's really small. It has like a little balcony up
really?
Around the whole upper part of it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Where it's just
now,
it's all standing
think,
room only.
Is this something started in part? Will there be more of this after the success of Bruce Springsteen and that sort of intimate Broadway thing? Do you think some of these bigger, the people that are used to singing for huge crowds will change their venues
and
have a little more of this sort of thing?
Yeah, I think these artists want to do these small gigs because they're so used to just playing stadiums where they don't really get to see beyond the 20th row.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that they want to do these fun little one-offs.
Yeah, pretty much every artist I've seen talks about how much they love being able to see the audience faces. And I saw Harry Styles last year, I mean, he was in One Direction and they were playing stadiums. And then his very first tour for his album, he went and did these little tiny shows with like 1,000, 1,500 seats where you were really close. So I don't know, and it's a pretty cool experience, I think, for the artists and the fans to get to see someone that big that close.
Yeah.
Unless you're only interested in the money, and then that's what changes. But this is not about the money. This is about connection. So this is the first one is on August 20th, right after the MTV Video Music Awards. Then the next one is at the Vic in Chicago on the 22nd, and then out to L.A. at the Ace Theater on the 25th. Where's that, Jennifer? I don't know.
I don't know. I was trying to figure that out. I have no idea.
Huh. You'll be able to get your tickets if you have an American Express card starting today. Then the album will come down on the 17th, which is available now for pre-order, okay? So if you're
Sounds good.
An Ariana Grande fan, as the dogs are, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah, right. Woo-ah. All right, next up, Britney Spears in the musical focus. For the last 10 years, she's been a strong supporter of the LGBTQ community, reached out to fans struggling to come to terms with their sexual identity. She's spoken up for the entire community and was even given the GLAAD Vanguard Award this year. So she started on the leg of her Piece of Me tour in England. She made a stop at Brighton Pride, shared an exclusive Pride-themed edition of her perfume Fantasy, which the proceeds benefit the GLAAD movement. She tweeted the news saying, "Looking forward to celebrating love and equality at Pride Brighton tomorrow. To help kick off the celebration of the special Pride edition of Fantasy, available now at super drugstores in the UK." But the anti-LGBTQ Facebook page, titled "A Million Supporting Marriage Equality," reposted an article about her new fragrance, saying that they would not support this fragrance. Boycott, the caption reads.
What always makes me laugh is how many people in this group were going to buy Britney Spears' fragrance anyway.
Right.
I highly doubt a lot of them were going out to buy it. So saying boycott it doesn't do anything. It's not going to affect the money that she
Although
made
when her perfume first came out, not going to lie, I had it 15, 20 years ago. It was in a blue bottle. Oh, yeah. It's good.
Kind of nonsensical. 28 after the hour.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure your dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite months of negotiations, there is still no agreement between President Trump's legal team and special counsel Robert Mueller's team for a sit-down interview by the president.
Why do you want to get him under oath? You think we're fools? You want to get him under oath because you want to trap him into perjury. Well, we're not going to let you do that.
And the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the president should only answer questions concerning the presidential campaign and not supposed obstruction of justice.
He doesn't need to ask a single question on obstruction, he has all the answers. They're not going to change. You are trying to trap him into perjury because you don't have a case.
He spoke on Hannity on Fox News. The Trump administration slapping more sanctions on Russia, this time over the poisoning in Britain of a former Russian spy and his daughter with a nerve agent. The sanctions will target millions of dollars in exports to Russia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post the job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't snooze, you lose. If you're snoozing and the DJB show is on, I'm Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria is going to update us on yet another item that is T-R-E-N-D-I-N. How do I spell it?
Oh, boy.
Trending. Oh, it's T-R-E-N-D-I-N-G.
Yes. Well, plastics are trending, and not for a good reason. The pediatricians, the American Academy of Pediatrics, has actually put out a warning that's a pretty strong warning to parents to not let their kids have lunch boxes and lunch containers that are made of plastic. So don't wrap your kids' sandwiches in plastic wrap. Don't use plastic containers. Don't let them drink out of a plastic thermos. And that's, they're saying, saying that there's all sorts of things. This affects puberty. This affects hormone levels. This can affect ADHD. There's so many things that they're now finding in this new report. The report focused on six additives to our world, which are not good. BPA, which is in the lining of metal cans, unless you specifically buy a can that says BPA-free, which is important to do. And so BPA is in a lot of different plastics, and that actually can mimic estrogen, and it changes the timing of puberty. It decreases fertility in boys. It increases body fat in both boys and girls, and it affects the nervous and immune systems. It also affects male genital development, and later on in life can actually contribute to heart disease. So they say make sure that BPA is nowhere near your kids, and especially in baby bottles. Plastic baby bottles, make sure that they are BPA-free. One of the other warnings, and this sort of should be common sense, but do not put any plastics in the microwave, including baby bottles, is in this warning. Don't put them in the dishwasher either unless you're running on a cold water cycle. Anytime, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago with plastic water bottles, anytime that plastic gets heated up, all of those horrible chemicals leak into whatever is in the container. And so when your kid's lunchbox can get kind of hot if it's been sitting in the classroom, or the plastic sandwich bags, the Ziploc bags, or whatever you use to put the sandwiches in, same thing. If that gets warmed up at all, you're just cooking all of that, all those chemicals into your kid's foods. And they say avoid plastic wrap when possible. Use wax paper and aluminum foil, which I'm not a big fan of aluminum foil either. I would probably leave that one off the list, but yeah. Wax paper is safest for wrapping up your kid's foods.
All right, so the takeaway is that doctors have been warning not to microwave your children's food in plastic containers. And so, yes, that's something that makes great sense. There are so many things we're doing to ourselves, or we have done, in the name of convenience and making it fast and quick. This goes hand in hand, in my mind, with this new discussion about fluoride and the toothpaste. The so-called experts who worry that more people are using toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride in it, so they say. I bring this up because it is going to be on people's minds today and this week, and maybe it's been on your mind already. Maybe you believe, as I do, that there's not much good that comes out of fluoride. I haven't used fluoride since maybe been a teenager, when Toms of Maine first came out, which would have been in, I think, the 70s. I think that's when I first lived, 60s, 70s, somewhere in there. But I was aware early on of this. And so we have this discussion debate going back over authority. That's really what this is. And maybe part of my attitude is that I'm so anti-authority. Maybe that colors my... I'll ask you, the three of you, to tell me whether you think my judgment is clouded because I so find authority distasteful. Most of the time, in my experience, authority comes in and says, this is this and that's that. Ken Kronhaus and I argue about this all the time because he pretty much toes the line of the American Medical Association, and that's against, you know, anybody who says anything against fluoride in the ADA or the AMA's mind is an imbecile. But there are too many arrows that point to this being really like the other things we've done in terms of convenience. The fluoride, the stuff that's in the air, all kinds of things that there is pretty much proof positive that they're bad for you. Yet these people make so much money. They're so corrupted by the system that buys. I remember going when I was selling raw milk on the farm. I went to the kosher, whatever the kosher stamp is, I forget what they call it, and they didn't test anything, they didn't want anything, they wanted $5,000. That's all they wanted. Okay, we'll tell everybody that your stuff is kosher approved or that it is kosher if you give us $5,000. Okay, well, the same thing happens when you get the ADA, the American Dental Association stamp on toothpaste. You're paying them, in this case, hundreds of thousands of dollars, same thing from the AMA, and no one who has any credibility will deny that. But they still, most people don't know it, so they see that logo and they go, oh, wow, this is credible. bonker.
And also, if you think about it, every time you go to the dentist, you get free samples of toothpaste and toothbrushes.
Right.
Check out what the brands are. It's never Tom's of Maine. It's always Colgate.
Crest.
So obviously there is a connection there. It's just like any. I think for some reason we tend to treat dentists differently than we sort of have a skepticism about some doctors. Dentists are the same.
I remember having an argument with when my children were growing up. They had a friend who was a fabulous young woman, and she became a dentist. Her father's a dentist, and I went to him once, and we had this huge fight about cavities and fluoride, and he told me that I was an imbecile, basically, because I didn't believe what the ADA said, so I never went to him again.
I have the opposite experience. My dentist is actually, I love my dentist. She's awesome. She's very holistic. She actually said to me, because I haven't used fluoride and toothpaste in a long, long time, years, probably since high school is when I started. And so she said, you know, the truth is, you get so many fluoride treatments when you're a kid. There's so much fluoride in our drinking water. She said, you don't need fluoride in your toothpaste because you're getting it from other places anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's like vaccinations. At some point, you don't need to get vaccinations anymore because you've already blocked the problem. So you get so many fluoride treatments as a kid, you really, once your adult teeth come in, you're still getting those treatments and all up through grade school. And then every time you go to the dentist, there's all kinds of fluoride treatments that you get. And it's after that point, you know, her point was like, look, you don't really need to keep adding fluoride. It's not doing anything at that point. I'm sure she's very unpopular with the ADA.
Well, it's just more ways of extracting money out of people. Buy it. Not at all. Okay, so let's keep moving here. Shall we do some people in the news? Let's pause for a moment, and then we'll go through the list of some of the folks who are in the news, including Brock Turner. That's coming right up here on the DJV Report.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th. The promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th. The promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm behind the buy.com's David Gregg here on behalf of my 2018 Essential School Tool partners to help kids from K through college prepare for their best year yet. Lenovo's feature-packed, stylish, and affordable Flex 14 features a 360-degree hinge that flexes from tablet to laptop. Just a 15-minute charge provides 2 hours of use time, and its 3.5-pound weight combined with 10-hour battery life will provide every student with productive portability. TileMate and Slim are small, easy-to-use devices you attach to things so they don't get lost. Just open the Tile app and press a button to ring the item. If the item is out of Bluetooth range, enlist the help of the Tile community to find it. The Canary All-in-One is a beautifully designed indoor HD security camera with built-in siren and sensors to monitor temperature and air quality. Setup takes minutes to get instant live home monitoring. Canary just launched the Safety Button, free with Canary membership, to provide security beyond the home. Zelle is a fast, safe, and easy way to send and receive money to people you trust during the school year, even if they're at different U.S. banks. Money is typically available in minutes when the recipient's email address or mobile number is enrolled with Zelle. Office Depot and Office Max are offering mind-expanding STEAM kits and books focused on real-world applications of science, technology, engineering, art, and math. They feature projects and information for kids 8 and up to grow their minds with cool activities involving anatomy, chemistry, and physics. I'm senior editor for BehindTheBuy.com, David Gregg.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and then in the morning I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual sleep position, and now I sleep longer and wake up feeling rejuvenated. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so people in the news, you remember Brock Turner. He was convicted of sexual assault at Stanford University, but the judge gave him a 3-month suspended sentence, and the outrage that came as a result of that. I remember listening to all of the three of you and me as well, thinking this guy should have been hung up by his fingernails. And what was the last thing? It was in what was the term he used, because he said he was having, want to have sex with her with her clothes on?
The outer course.
Outer course.
The most ridiculous term I've ever heard.
Yeah. So anyway, his family decided they were going to appeal his conviction, and they have lost big time. The judge was sort of excommunicated. He got thrown out. Didn't he? He was impeached and then, or lost, whatever.
Or voted out. I think
voted
he was
out.
Right. He was
voted
out.
Yeah. Voted out. And Brock Turner and his arrogance and his father and his family all got slapped around pretty good this week because the appeal was denied. So that's good. I think that's good news as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the story of 54-year-old Carlton Henderson. This is a guy from Arizona accused of killing two people 30 years ago in Boston. Bizarre end to his life. He was found hiding inside a freezer at a brunch spot in Manhattan, Sarah Beth's restaurant. Henderson jumped out of the freezer, grabbed a knife from the kitchen, attempted to attack some of the employees. Employees were able to wrestle the knife away from him, lost consciousness before having a heart attack, and then he died. But the story doesn't end there. Last year, he was charged with the murders of two Boston residents in 1988. They were shot in a parked car. And then decades after that, police tracked him to a St. Louis Airbnb rental, arrested, extradited back to Boston, indicted on two counts of first-degree murder. The indictment, based on statements that he made to police during an interview in 1993 with the feds, but a judge ruled the statements were inadmissible because the interview had been conducted with the promise that anything Henderson said wouldn't be used against him.
Hmm.
So he was.
What kind of interview is that?
Yeah. Can I get one of those?
Like, right.
If I ever commit a crime?
Yeah. Investigators still trying to determine why he was in New York and, more importantly, what he was doing in the freezer.
And more importantly, why was he in our favorite brunch spot? That's literally our weekend go-to brunch spot before we moved out of Manhattan. And that was the freakiest thing. This blew up my phone. Everybody was like, okay, I guess we're not going to Sarah Beth's anymore for brunch. It was so bizarre how he even got into the building, what he was doing on the Upper West Side, why he was in a freezer. I guess he was in the walk-in, not like an actual, refrigerator.
Right.
But
right.
Still, the whole thing is so weird.
Yeah. All right, next person in the news is Representative Chris Collins, who apparently turned himself in to face multiple insider trading charges. Another wonderful score for a member of Congress. The indictment charges Collins with 11 counts, including wire fraud, securities fraud, lying to the FBI. The indictment also charges his son and a fellow who is the father of Cameron Collins' fiancée. That Cameron Collins is the son.
The son, right. His future father-in-law.
Right.
Well, what's weird about this, he's fighting it, and he's actually running for re-election anyway. He's not dropping out. He says, I'm still running. Because he worked for this company, this drug company, or was on the board of a company that was doing a cure for MS. And I guess they found out that the trials failed. He tells his son then tells his father-in-law. I guess the father-in-law is the one that actually sold the stock. But Collins actually lost. He took a hit of $1 million+ because he didn't sell his.
All right, we'll get him anyway, Jennifer. 10 before the hour.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos, one of my favorites here, as we focus continuously, which would you say was the right adverb there, Ken? Continuously or continually?
Continuously.
We'll discuss that and debate it. Not now, though, because we're talking medical, we're talking medicine, and we're talking plastic. Okay, here are two different things. one of them is serious, and the other one, well, I suppose they're both serious, but they focus on two different kinds of plastic. Let's talk first with you about the plastic containers and microwaving food. This report is about children, but why does the same thing apply to everybody? It looks to me like it's bad to be microwaving anything in a plastic container. Yes or no?
Well, absolutely. And it's just that the kids are more sensitive as their brains are developing.
Okay.
And
that makes sense, yeah.
Exactly. And you just want to use glass or plates, real plates, to do this in, because the plastic just breaks down, produces chemicals that can damage the brain.
So is it true or not? You're a guy who lives alone. I'm a guy who lives alone. When you use, I don't use microwaves, but I remember when I did, if you put a regular plate into the microwave, doesn't it break? Can you put a regular plate into a, I don't even know why we're talking about this, because microwaving is really bad.
Right. There are special plates that are made to microwave, and you just want to use that. That's the best thing to do.
Do you use a microwave? Do you cook any food on microwave?
Yes, I imagine.
You in the kitchen.
I do.
I'm trying to visualize you in the kitchen. Somehow or other, it doesn't compute.
Well, I eat in the kitchen.
You're supposed to be eating in the kitchen. You ought to cook in the kitchen, too, right?
I do. I can handle some Mediterranean dishes.
All right. So, now, this other form of plastic in the medical news is about plastic that you get put into your body. The people who have, I don't even know, why do they call it plastic surgery? They're not really sticking plastic in your body, are they?
No, it's just that you can adapt.
So why is it called plastic surgery?
Plasticity
then
means that things can evolve, can change.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so what's this report on people having plastic surgery? Plastic surgeons are making a killing, aren't they?
Well, Journal of the American Medical Association Facial Plastic Surgery this week reports a survey that people want to look more and more like how they are seen in their selfies. And it's actually been given a name, Snapchat dysmorphia. And plastic surgeons are unfortunately have to warn people that it's very difficult to make them look like they're filtered selfies, so we all need to get over it.
So what does that mean? You want to look like what's your, it's called Snapchat dysmorphia, I got that, look like selfies.
Well, so, you probably don't do this, I would imagine.
I don't do selfies.
Yes, but yeah. Well, if you had a millennial,
I'm trying to imagine you holding up a phone taking a selfie.
Well, I don't do it a whole lot, but if you were a millennial, it's part of your daily routine. Yeah. And that may be an exaggeration, but some of them do. And
Kara, Kara's a millennial. You take snapshots all the time of yourself. Are you doing selfies all the time?
I take selfies occasionally, but not very often, and
not
every
day.
Snapchat.
No. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Ken. Excuse me.
But a lot of them are chronicling their life constantly in real time, having recently spent some time with some
your daughter?
Millennials, yes.
Yeah, right.
And the desire has been for them to look like how they can filter these things. It's amazing with the software they can change and in their own eyes.
But they want to actually change their physical appearance to look like the picture. Is that what
you're saying? That's what the plastic surgeons are discovering, yes.
Wow. Your daughter is a big, does she like to do selfies?
Absolutely, but she's not looking for plastic surgery, fortunately.
No, well, she doesn't need it because she's good looking.
She's doing okay.
Yeah, right. Chip off the old block, as they say. All right, let's talk for a minute about the things that can happen to your body as you go through life. Living today means you're exposed to all kinds of things that people weren't 50, 60, 70 years ago. Thus, your body is not in the same shape as it might have been 60, 70 years ago because of pesticides, processed foods, that sort of thing. Your nourishment quotient for your body isn't what it used to be. Thus, the practice of GAPS, the gut, is where many doctors feel all disease starts. Don't have a healthy gut, you're not going to have a healthy body. The way to get a really healthy gut is with Life Change Tea. You can also lose weight with it. Maintains a perfect interior of your body, which is what you want. Life Change Tea, all natural, all organic. Get it now. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com to cleanse your body. Clean it up. GetTheTea.com. Ask for Life Change.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.